You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Good morning, everyone. I hope everyone is having a fantastic morning. My name is Jeff. Welcome back to Lean In with Jeff. Today, we will be discussing the movie Legend. But before we start, I just want to start off with some PSAs and some ads and a song to kick off the episode for today. So we'll get through that and get to the main portion of today's episode.
Hey, it's Dust Quain. I'm inviting you to grab tickets for my album release show on October 13th at the iconic Lido. To celebrate the release of my debut album, Arcana, I assembled my band, the River Children. I'll be bringing you the iconic so-so drag you've come to expect from me, but with some incredible new music. It'll be like a gay Counting Crows concert, one not to be missed. For the occasion, I've invited T. Fanny and Twin Walker to be my guests. This show is going to be historic. I'll be stepping out to lead this band in drag. Join us Thursday, October 13th at the Lido in Vancouver. Get your tickets at dustquain.ca.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial. Open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Now Eurovision. Hey, psst, actually it's called Shindig.
Prepare for the ultimate battle of the bands. The best from Vancouver's musicians come together to show their talents, starting with 16 bands and one final winner.
Qualifiers on November 1st, 5th, 18th and 27th, with the finale on December 2nd at the Redgate Art Society. Be there or like be square.
Prepare Shindig.
Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host, Tim, a.k.a. Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
All right. We are back. Today, for our guest, we have Bailey. Welcome, Bailey.
Hi, Jeff. Thanks for having me. And thanks for watching this movie.
Yes. So, as I mentioned, today we will be discussing the movie Legend, starring Tom Hardy, who plays the Craze, the Cray brother, is it?
Yeah,
is their full name Craze or Cray?
I think it's Cray.
Okay, the Cray brothers, which happen to be, like, they're real people in the real world. Like,
based on a true story.
Yeah, it's based on a true story. I didn't know that until the end where they put the note on, how I think Ron died of heart attack and then Reggie died of, or maybe it's the other way around. But
I can't remember. I love when movies do that, though.
Yeah,
when
it
has the,
it.
Like, notes of, like, what happens after.
That's when I knew. I'm like, wait, is this real?
Nice.
But yeah. So, Legend.
Legend.
It's, do you want to do, like, a quick summary about what the movie is?
Maybe, yeah, quick summary. Because the last time I watched it was months ago.
Hmm.
But I've seen it, like, I've watched it, like, 5 times.
Oh.
Like, I really like it. It's a good movie.
Right.
Mostly because, like, the romantic aspect of it, I really like. And also, I love romance movies, but if they have, like, the element of crime and, like, also more to the plot than just the romance.
Like Bonnie and Clyde?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Maybe, like, Pulp Fiction?
Hmm. Interesting. You...
Because there's romance in Pulp Fiction, but there's also crime.
Mm. There was romance in Legend, but I feel like it was more of, like, a dark romance.
Yeah.
With I always get mixed up with the names. Who's the non-psychopathic brother? He's Reggie, right?
No, Reggie's the... Oh, no, Reggie's
no,
the
Reggie's the straight-up one.
Yeah.
Reggie's the non-psychopathic one, the non-insane one.
I'm trying to think. What does Francis call him? Reggie? Reg.
Reg.
Yeah, it's Reggie. Reggie's the normal
one. His real name's Reginald.
Reginald. Okay, yeah.
But yeah.
What's the other guy's name?
Ron.
Ron. Okay, yeah, Ron is the...
insane guy.
Crazy one, yeah.
He's medically insane. But yeah, I guess I'll just do, like, a quick summary. It's basically about these two brothers, the Cray brothers, and they're basically gangsters, and they try to British gangsters.
British gangsters in it.
They literally sound like British gangsters.
Yeah.
You know,
they're
trying to take over London.
Yeah. That's a good accent.
Yeah, they're trying to take over London by taking the pubs and the clubs.
Yeah.
But Ron, who's medically insane, he's medically insane, messes up everything.
Yeah.
And apparently, Reggie and Ron die from natural causes. Yeah, anyway, sorry. I'll get back. So yeah, the Cray brothers, they're trying to take over London. They're trying to own, like, a bunch of pubs and, like, clubs. And then in between there's, like, romance with Reggie and Francis, who
Francis.
Is yeah. Who,
she's a sister of one of the lads that works for their club or whatever.
Yeah.
One of their, like, muscle guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's a bit of romance there, and then obviously
not just a bit of romance,
there's quite a lot of romance.
We can talk about it later.
Yeah. And then the antagonist, which I see as the person, is Ron, because he is medically insane and he has these off views of how he wants to make a utopia in Ethiopia.
Oh yeah. What's the actual city called?
Uba or something? Ula?
It'll come back to me.
Yeah. But yeah, there's no really build up of conflicts. It's more of the conflict is kind of laid out and how they're trying to fix it and make things happen. But yeah, first off, what was something that you liked about the movie that made you watch it 5 times?
The romance.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's interesting because I want to talk to you about the romance because I didn't quite like the romance that was there because it was dark romance.
Yeah, but it was true. It was real.
I want to hear your opinion.
Okay.
Talk about the romance.
First of all, we have the very first scene, like right in the beginning of the movie when they first meet.
Love at first sight.
Oh my gosh, that scene gets me every single time.
Mm.
So I guess I can maybe just explain it. He goes because one of the guys that works for him, for Reggie, is late. So he goes to his house to pick him up. And his little sister answers the door. And she has a little, like, candy in her mouth that she's eating. And, like, as soon as she answers the door, you can, like, see in his face that he's like, oh, my gosh, like, who are you? He asks her who she is, and she's like, Frances' younger sister. And she has a little candy, and, like, they're talking about the candy, and he's like, can I have some? And she takes it out of his mouth, out of her mouth, and gives it to him, and then he eats it, and then he chews it. But it's one of those, like, hard candies that you're supposed to suck on, and he chews it. And she's like, you're not supposed to chew it. And then he's like, what's the fun in that? I can't remember the actual dialogue.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the name of the candy.
Oh, it's a lemon sweet. It's a lemon. Oh, I can't remember. Anyways, yeah. So, and then he chews it. And then she's like, you're not supposed to chew it. And then he's like, I want to take you out. And she, like, says yes. And so that's how, like, they first meet. But I feel like there's a lot of symbolism in the movie about their relationship. And I don't know if you caught onto this or not, but the first time they meet, she's kind of dressed down and she opens the door, but she doesn't know that it's him. So she opens the door and her mother is like, get back in the house. Like, what are you doing? Like, you're hardly dressed. And then I think the second time they meet, she looks at him through the window. Like, she sees him through the window and then she goes down. And then I think he goes to prison. And then once he gets out of prison, he proposes to her through the window.
That was some Romeo and Juliet thing, bro. I know. That was like, oh my.
He like climbs up to the window. And I think there's the symbolism there, how he approaches her through the window and not through the door. Because I don't know, like, I feel like the window is like a symbol of not like forbidden love, but like true love is like you look at someone through the window, and if you really want them, you'll climb up and retrieve them from the window, like the castle thing, you know. But I thought that was sweet how he like climbed up to like give her the ring after he got out of prison. But anyways, I just think it's a, and I like how too, like, Ron doesn't really like Frances. But in a way, like, they also have a really genuine relationship, you know? Like, I know Ron, like, he comes to care about Frances as well, even though they hate each other throughout the movie. I don't know.
Now that you mentioned symbolism, I more so caught the window thing, how you say that symbolizes, like, a forbidden love, and how if you really want someone, you will do anything to get them.
Yeah.
But what I got was they weren't, like, meant to be together. And it was almost forceful that that happened.
But it was because Ron was fucking up. Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry.
Ooh, passion.
Ron was messing with Reggie's life. Like, Reggie didn't want to be in the mob. Reggie didn't want to be a gangster. Or at least I feel like he was putting on a facade to, like, please his brother and his, like, he was putting on the facade of being a gangster, and he was almost lost in it. He was lost in the sauce. He was lost in, like, the money and everything. But he truly did love Frances, and Frances was, like, didn't want him to be a gangster. And their relationship would have never worked unless he left, but he was unable to leave. But it was partially because his brother, too. Like, I think he would have, if it wasn't for his brother, he would have, maybe he could have gotten away from that lifestyle to be with Frances. But obviously, as we know, it didn't end up working out.
Do you also think that the nature of their family and the nature of who they are is being a gangster? Like, from where they grew up and, like, how they did everything. Even, like, a family tree forever. Like, if that's what they were meant to be and what they were taught and that's embedded in them, do you have, like, some sort of understanding of where Ron was coming from? Where, like, because he could have seen, because this relates to, like, because I have brothers, right? Okay. So then.
Wait, same.
Yeah, so it's like if my brother and us, we were thinking about something that we were gonna do, and then all of a sudden that plan is crushed because his wife or his girlfriend's like, you know what, maybe that's not a smart idea. And from my perspective, I'm like, what the, like, so you're gonna listen to someone that literally came into your life like 17-18 years later?
Soulmates. And okay, here's the thing, and I think Frances says this at some point where it's like she sees Reggie and like Reggie sees her, but I feel like Ron is sort of caught up in the gangster lifestyle that sometimes he can't see his brother for who he truly is. Yeah. He only sees him as a gangster, and he can't, like, I think Reggie as a character, Reggie struggles with like realizing his own personal identity and like being able to like extract his personal identity from the gangster lifestyle, like in a way that's like all he sees himself as is a gangster. But I think he also struggles to accept that like maybe he's more than that. And when he meets Francis, I think it's like that love helps him realize that he's more than just a gangster, and Francis realizes that. And I think he really tries, but I think also too, maybe the fact that, yeah, it's so embedded in him, he can't really get away. And maybe he doesn't want to. I think he also does like the lifestyle of, like,
right, yeah, I think he does.
Being rich, owning the clubs. Because he takes Francis out to all the clubs. He seems to enjoy it, you know?
I think, he's proud of it. Yeah. I think the objectives that Ron and Reggie had were the same, but also very different. I feel like Ron was trying to take over, and Reggie was trying to make...
maintain.
Maintain, but also keep everything safe.
Yes.
And thinking about his family and more about... It's almost like he wanted a safe lifestyle from what he was doing, but Ron wanted to be like a dictator and just wanted to literally rule London and be and do and be whatever he wanted to be. And that was where conflict settled in. Because, like...
Even the scene where they meet with the Italian guy from the States...
I could see the business aspect of how Reggie was dealing with everything.
Yeah.
But then Ron was just completely emotional with
Ron
everything,
ruined
and
it,
he
yeah.
was he just didn't like him because I don't even know. But yeah, it was the mindset that was different. I mean, dude, Ron like killed people. Like, why? You know,
yeah,
like,
and Reggie didn't like to kill people too.
He didn't plan. That was not in his plan.
Yeah.
He literally just wanted to buy the clubs and then make profit from that, and then just expand
also,
on. Yeah,
he was telling Francis about how he liked to maintain the environment because he would have like famous people. He would like, what did he say? The mix of people was what he also liked about it, because you'd have like famous people would come, and like you'd have like rich people, and just like the relationships within that,
which is everything to build wealth.
Yeah.
And yeah, clearly you could see that Reggie had a more detailed kind of like see to the future kind of plan that he had for himself. But even if Reggie told Ron his plan, Ron probably wouldn't. He's unable to accept and like comprehend his plan, which is why he just ruined everything.
I think Ron wanted to bring out like Reggie's dark side so that he would be more like,
you think he is that evil?
Yes.
Whoa.
I don't know, because I feel like Ron, I think you can see how Ron sees Reggie through how he sees Francis.
Could you repeat that again?
Like, Ron's perception of Reggie, you can come to understand it more based on how he treats Francis. Because he sees Francis as a detriment to Reggie's, like, potential.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But which technically she is.
She is only in the sense that
the
Reggie
sense of,
is only a gangster, and that's his only... But I think Reggie wanted to be more than just a gangster, right? But
no,
Ron
he definitely
wanted
did,
him
yeah.
to be a gangster in the fullest sense of the word.
I agree with you in saying it was true love, because I didn't know that Francis's love towards Reggie was real until until she started saying like, yo, if you're getting in and out of jail all the time, we can't. Like, this isn't going to work.
Oh.
And that's when I knew, like, oh, she doesn't want him for his reputation or his wealth. She literally wants him for him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh,
it's true love.
That is true love. So then, And then, you know, when she like ended herself at the end, I'm like, oh, like, damn. Like, that was
so sad.
That was really sad.
And I think that was part of the true story, too.
Was it?
Didn't it speculate that, like, it could have been Ron also?
Ron what?
Or am I wrong?
Ron committed suicide? No, he didn't commit suicide.
He had something to do with her.
Oh, my God. I hope that's not true. I really hope that's not true. Because if that is true, then that means Francis and Reggie was doing fine. And then that's why Ron... Like, if they broke up, like, what's the reason of him ending Francis, right? In real life. But yeah, that was really sad.
Yeah.
And Francis had a genuine feeling towards Reggie, which was beautiful to see until the end.
Okay, and the music.
The music.
I'm gonna talk about this.
Yes, talk about the music.
You should play one of the songs. You should play... Okay, so they get the singer Duffy to mm-hmm. sing some of my favorite, like, classic country, I guess, mm-hmm. songs. And I think she's supposed to be, like, her character, listen in the movie, is Yemi Turo.
Wait, I don't know if I said that right. Oh, wait. Are you talking about the girl that's singing in the bar?
Yeah.
She's the real...
No. She's acting as, like, this other singer. This other famous singer. Yeah.
So but what's the title of the song?
It's called Make the World Go Away. And I love this song because... And the lyrics, too. I don't know. I just feel like it represents how, like, Francis and Reggie wanted to get away from everything so that they could be together. But it was sort of impossible for them to, like, get away from that. And then they're, like, dancing together in the club. Not in the club, but, like, in the... Yes.
Yeah. We'll play this song once we get into the movie a bit more.
Okay.
And then...
I'm so excited.
Yeah. I don't think I... No, because, yeah. I do remember... Yeah. The live music that they would play, I really liked the way... Like, I really liked the vibe that it gave. Especially it fit in with the era of the movie.
Yeah.
Which was, like, perfect.
Also, I love this era, too.
What is this, like 19 like 60s
mobster era, when jazz was, bebop didn't exist yet, swing had already developed.
It was a pretty old era. Yeah. Actually not that old, because mafia and that stuff was, it's still going around.
Who's your favorite character
in the movie?
Yeah.
Well, there weren't a lot of characters other than Reggie, Ron, Francis.
Reggie, Ron. Right?
Maybe Ron's mother.
What?
I'm just kidding.
Oh my God. Literally the worst character.
I am.
Oh my God, they're
kidding.
So rude to Francis.
Who?
Their family.
Oh, because she couldn't make tea.
Yeah. Yeah. They made fun of her for it. Yeah, oh, I felt so bad.
That was not nice at all. Yeah. I, you know, if she's in the family, I feel like the mother should have been like, hey, like, I'll teach you how to make tea. And then, you know, it's like a little bonding moment that would go.
It just goes to show the family is like Ron. Like, they only care about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not the money, but they only care about the.
They're almost racist towards. yeah, it's like almost like racism, but the race isn't the problem. They're racist towards people that are not like them.
Yes.
And that are not in their level. And they expect people to know things regardless of who they are or where they're from.
Yeah.
And that's when Francis felt left out. And yeah, I could totally get why Francis was so... Like, she was hurting inside, but she couldn't do anything about it, which was why she was popping pills. Which was...
The way you said that.
Yeah, which was really sad. But yeah, it was a sad moment. But yeah, back to the question. My favorite character would... Oh, that's a hard question.
Mine was Francis. You don't like Francis, I can see it.
No, it's not that I don't like her. I like her, but, I like Reggie.
Okay, yeah. Reggie's
I like cool. Reggie. And you know what I also think? I think loyalty, the theme of loyalty was very, very important for me. And okay. very, it stood out to me a lot.
He's loyal to his brother.
But through this movie, I redefined my understanding of what loyalty is.
Wait, really?
Yeah, because that, I do not consider loyalty.
What?
Whatever Reggie did to Ron and what he was doing, which was keeping Ron, I don't know if I would classify that as loyalty.
What do you mean?
That was out of the line.
With drugs?
What? No. Drugs? What drugs?
Remember in the beginning when the doctor is like, make sure he takes these.
Oh, and he doesn't, right?
Well, I think like it's up to Reggie to make sure he takes them. And he's kind of like reminding him to take them in the beginning of the movie. But then halfway through, once he gets really angry, I think it's the scene where Ron is eating cake at his house after he
slides
murdered. What did he do?
He murdered someone.
He murdered someone important. He shouldn't have. And then,
well, they were kind of like a rival.
Okay. But it was like very, very much like Ron's actions were probably going to send Reggie to jail again. And then it's at that point where he's finally like, here's your drugs. I'm not responsible for you anymore. I don't know.
I don't think he was saying I'm not responsible for you anymore. He was more of like, take these so you're more bearable for me to deal with.
Really? You thought it was that?
I think it was. You know what? Because remember, what was it? The Christmas party. And Reggie lost it and he killed the other dude. Right? The other white guy that like kept messing up. That kept messing up. Remember? Like he would. That scene where like, yeah, he Christmas would give the party. Cigarette and then as soon as he.
Oh, yeah.
And then he punches him. Yeah, that scene. And then.
No, he didn't kill him.
He killed him.
Did you?
Bro, he got stabbed like 20 times.
This is a fun fact about the movie. In real life, one of the reasons why the Krays were infamous is because Reggie had this like trick where he would offer someone a cigarette and make it seem like they're being like someone who like did something against them. He'd offer them a cigarette, and then when he would offer to light the cigarette for the person, so they'd have their jaw open, and he'd punch them while he was lighting like the cigarette while their jaw was open. It would break their jaw, and like that was the thing that the Krays were known for.
Is that for real?
Yeah, it was like, and they included that in the movie. I thought it was cool.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, I can't remember what it was called, but there was like a thing that. He would do because Reggie Cray was a boxer.
He was a boxer,
and that was like one of his like, yeah.
Wow, that just seems that's just way more interesting now because I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I think he does it twice in the movie or something.
Yeah.
And he always does it to that one guy.
Yeah, because he keeps messing up.
That guy, I think, was my least favorite character because of at the end of the movie when he like rubs it in Reggie's face.
That is, you should never do that. I think. Using someone's weaknesses and then saying it to their face, that's a pretty cowardly move.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I feel like he deserved it. But back to it.
Okay.
Yeah, he stabbed the guy.
Oh.
And then you know what he said to Ron? He's like, I killed him because I couldn't kill you.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Was that a Christmas party?
That was the Christmas party. And then,
okay, so that's like the ultimate demonstration of loyalty. Like he didn't even kill his brother.
Okay, that was like that's not loyalty. That's more of like a morality.
a mental lapse in clarity.
But yeah, that the whatever Reggie thought that he was doing out of loyalty was not quite it. I feel like he should have let Reggie stay in the mental hospital. And
I guess.
And you know what? I think he didn't give him the pills because he wanted Reggie to be Reggie.
Wait, you mean Ron?
Oh, sorry. Ron. Reggie wanted to be himself because he wanted his brother, not some drugged guy that is medically insane. He wanted whoever Ron was, he wanted him by his side.
He's a psychopath murderer.
He turned out to be a psychopathic murderer, but Reggie didn't know that.
And these privileged families.
And his, yeah.
They were a good, like, duo, though.
They were a were they, though?
Yeah.
Fighting, yes. If you wanted to
and
beat someone up.
And business, too, because you have the, like, good cop, bad cop.
Oh, I feel like Reggie played both roles. Ronnie was more... was like a child.
Yeah.
He couldn't control himself. And especially in those businesses, I have no idea what is going on, but I'm pretty sure if you can't control yourself, you're not going anywhere. Especially if you're dealing with people that you don't like. That's what business is, right? You have to make it work. And if you think you're just getting mad and you kill someone, what is the point?
I liked Ron.
What?
Ron's you just one of my said that he characters. Was a...
So you like the insane, the mentally insane,
Ron
psychopathic,
and Francis are my two favorite characters. Reggie's meh.
What?
Yeah.
Reggie, dude. I feel like there should have been more character development through Reggie, because I feel like he had so much potential to be someone better, and he could have been someone better.
Isn't Reggie like a static character though? Is he? No. Yeah, he doesn't really grow.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, but you could see that there are so many moments in his life that was stopping him not to develop as a character. Because Ron, he needed to keep the loyalty with Ron, but which was weird because that wasn't even loyalty, but he was confusing himself that it was. Then he had Francis that didn't want his family to do whatever they were doing. Right, but then he loves Francis and he loves Ron. Like, where's the point where he could be like, you know what, let me do what I want to do? But then again, he wants to do both, which doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
so it's like, I feel really
bad. Does he
want to
do both, or does he only like continue on with the gangster lifestyle because he feels obliged to do it because of his brother?
Because
of his brother,
for what his brother,
his brother.
I honestly think. The way I saw the movie, they were meant to be gangsters. And Francis is the one that intruded in their life.
No.
And
Reggie asked Francis out.
No, no, that's the thing, though. That's how everything changed. So, because Reggie wanted Francis. I'm not saying that it was a bad thing. It was a great thing. It was
Ron
one of the great...
his relationships.
Were they, though? Were they true love? Or were they more of like a one-night thing?
No, I don't know. He had like a whole empire.
Where he gave. Apparently he gives because he's a...
That one scene.
Right?
Where he's like...
I give because I'm not
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? I give because, you know, I never take.
That's a good impression.
Anyways. You were saying how Reggie was... Reggie was trying to be a gangster for his brother. From the start to the finish, I didn't ever think that Reggie wanted to be a gangster, nor did it even cross his mind. He just wanted to be a business owner.
Yes,
he
exactly.
literally was in the business aspect.
Yes, he didn't want to hurt people.
No, but he had to, he did.
He would.
He did.
Because and I feel like that was like intrinsic to like his character, is that he was kind of like... What's the word? Tough.
He was tough.
Like, he had
tough
to be
love.
Tough. But that's because of their upbringing, right? Mm.
Mm-hmm. And also, you have to be. You can't be you can't be a little, you know. You can't. You have to be tough.
Yeah. But other than that, I don't know. Yeah, he did want to, like,
and
just own a club.
Yeah. And he did, you know. I felt so bad because... Remember the scene where Reggie gave Francis the car? That showed me how much like you know, Francis is in Reggie's mind all the time, and he's doing it for them, not for him. And that's all. That's another thing that I got from Reggie is that
he just got her the car. He didn't teach her how to drive.
Well, he said the next day. So
yeah, but he never did.
I mean,
and she knew he wouldn't be able to, because I'm pretty sure he was like the next day, and then he canceled, right? Because he had to do something.
Yeah, that is sad. But I feel like...
And, oh, another fun fact. The name Francis means, free, to be free.
Really?
And like, I think the symbolism with the car is that Reggie wanted like Frances to be free, but he was unable to like teach her how. Like, he couldn't teach her how to drive. He couldn't give her, like, she wanted this car, right? She wanted to learn how to drive, but he could only provide the car, but he couldn't teach her how to drive. So in a way, he's holding back Frances.
That's a very positive way to think of it. You know what I just thought of?
What?
This is so mean. The car does symbolize freedom. And for Reggie to give Frances the car probably means be free. But he didn't teach her because he didn't want her to be free. He wanted her by his side all the time.
Well, yeah, but...
But you could see that. You could already see that in the movie, is that he doesn't spend a lot of time with her, but he also loves her. He loves the fact that she's there.
And she wanted to go to Ibiza.
Isn't it Ibiza? Why did I say Ibiza?
Ibiza.
I thought it was Ibiza.
Well, I don't know. Ibiza. Pronunciation. But she wanted to get away. And I think he did too, but like, he just couldn't leave his brother. He couldn't leave the lifestyle.
No. I think he could have. But before he could buy the tickets, she died.
No, but I feel like she always knew. Because remember when she was like, when they were talking, and what did he say? He was like, I'll do anything you want. Like, I'll go anywhere, like whatever. And she's like, okay, I want to go to Ibiza. And he was like, okay, I'll get the tickets tomorrow. But you could see in her face that she didn't believe him. She knew he wouldn't be able to commit.
Wait.
Because it's the same thing as the car, where he was like, okay, I'll get you a car, I'll teach you how to drive. He gets the car, but he can't teach her how to drive. It's the same thing with Ibiza. He could get the plane tickets, but they're never going to actually go. They're never actually going to get away from the lifestyle.
Wait, dude, I didn't even think about that. I thought that when she mentioned Ibiza, that she was saying that as like a farewell already, that she knew that she was going to commit suicide. But now that I think of it, maybe it was a couple days after where he did say that he was going to get the tickets, but he didn't. So then Frances is like, oh, there we go again. And then we're done. Like,
no, but I think she knew like before, like she just said that, but she knew while she said it, like she'd already come to terms.
So she just gave up hope.
Yeah.
But she was just tired of Reggie just making her feel like there is hope. And that's why she had to escape.
Because he's just stringing her along at that point.
Oh my God, that's sad.
So.
Well, Frances, if you were real, we're talking about you.
Well, and also, I feel like the chemistry between the two actors was really good.
The actors, not the characters.
Well, like the characters, but also the actors. Like, their chemistry was really good.
It was nice at the first time. Like, it was nice at first. When he, like, you know, crunched the candy and all that, I could see the love just growing and growing.
Oh, my gosh. This is, like, one of my favorite romances.
You know what I don't understand?
What?
Dude, I have no idea. When he crunched the candy and then when he gave her back the candy, but the candy was full. Like, what? Like,
no, I thought he just, like, but, like, you know when you, like, can crunch a candy, just a little piece comes off? He didn't, like, maybe this is more symbolism, too, where he, like, started to chew it, and she was like, you're not supposed to chew it, and then he stopped, because he actually did care about what Francis's views.
Okay.
And then he gave it back to her.
Yeah. But when he gave it back to her, it was,
that
like,
could
whole
be
piece.
More symbolism, too, the candy. She gives him her candy, like, her soul or whatever, and he's about to crush it. But then she's like, you're not supposed to, you know, you're supposed
to
savor it. You're supposed to savor it. And then he does, but in the only way he can savor it is by giving it back to her. So like, he can't keep her because he knows that he can't.
He doesn't have the ability to be patient.
Cherish, yeah.
Because, you know, he says, and where will that get you? Where does being patient get you?
Oh, yeah, he does say that.
Nowhere. Nowhere. you go nowhere. You've got to crunch into it and really get into that little bit as fast as you can. Yeah, yeah. You know what? Now that I think of it, the candy probably
works as a
symbol.
It sort of symbolizes their entire relationship in a way.
Oh, you know.
Because also he buys her more candy.
Yeah, and then remember when he throws it up at her and then she doesn't bite it and she just like sucks on it?
Yeah.
And then that's like, oh yeah, she's ready to you know, be with him and cherish the moments and be patient. And yet when he received the candy, he just crunched into it.
Yeah.
That's probably it. That's some real love. That was true love, now that I think of it. Yeah, you know what? Now that there is a lot of romance in this movie that I just didn't catch. Because I was too caught up with Ron and Reggie and their plan.
No. You gotta watch it again. So I watched it so many times. Because it's also like a pretty good slow burn.
Yeah, yeah. Well, on this sad note of Francis, let's turn on this song and see how it is. Because okay. I don't remember.
But what's the context of... Wait.
The context. Scene. Do you want to?
Oh yeah, scroll down.
Yeah. Look, is it this
scene.
One?
There's the scene. Yeah. Should we like analyze the scene?
Sure. So do you want to turn this one on, or do you want to turn the song on?
I think that's the song.
Okay. Let's see if we can analyze this while talking. Or do you want to?
Because I forget what scene the song plays for.
All right. Let's see. Okay. Let's see. We'll do this simultaneously.
Let me make it up day by day. Oh my gosh.
If you will, please forgive me.
See, they're just like, they're in their own world.
May the world make it go away.
See, and Ron doesn't like, you can see here why Ron doesn't like their relationship, because they want to be in their own little world, but Ron doesn't want to lose his brother to some new romance.
Mm.
But I think Ron doesn't realize that there's room for Francis too in their life.
That is true.
But Francis wants the gangster world to go away, right? But in order for the gangster world to go away, Ron has to kind of go away. Because all Ron cares about is the gangster lifestyle. Whereas Reggie, he, like, there's more to life than just being a gangster.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm pretty empathetic with all the characters. I can understand all of them. Okay. Like, Ron... not being able to let go. He has issues of letting go with his brother. Francis wanting a life that involves Reggie but doesn't involve whatever he's doing. Then Reggie wanting both Ron and Francis while doing what he's doing but in a different intention of what Ron wants. It's like everything is just so... like, everything's just contradicting each other.
Yeah.
In every way. Which makes it more sad for me to see the romance between Francis and Reggie.
Yes. It's so tragic.
It is very tragic.
Oh my goodness.
Do you remember this scene?
Yes.
Dude, Reggie, like, why are you so mean? Why did you have to, like...
But I think he kind of gets fed up with Francis here, where it's like...
I understand that as well.
Because Francis can't understand Reggie in that way, in the gangster way. Stupid. And I think, like, if she maybe could have, like, come to understand him more, like, why he had to do that, like, why he had to, like, kind of adhere to that lifestyle, maybe it could have worked out. Well,
see, that's the thing. It's like almost hypocritical for Francis to like, yeah, you let go whatever you're doing, but I'm going to keep my views up. And you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. And that's also where I can kind of like see where Ron's coming from when he's talking to Francis and he's like saying something where she's like directionless in life, or like he's saying like, oh, well, what do you do? Like, you're not doing anything in life. where it's like where him and his brother, they have like an actual direction. They have like goals.
Mm.
It might be like, might pertain to like a gangster.
Yeah.
Lifestyle. But like, I think he says at some point where he's like talking to Francis, he's like, you're not doing anything with your life.
But she like wasn't. Trying to say. She wasn't though.
Yeah.
She was just trying. I don't even know what she was doing.
She like went back to school. She's going to school.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. What was she studying again? I forgot.
Like reception or something.
Oh, secretary.
Secretary.
But yeah, she was doing that. The car scene, man. Did he beat up? Did he? Did he? Was he a woman? Was Reggie was a woman beater, right?
T.W.
A woman beater. But he was drunk.
According to the movie. Well.
He was drunk.
It was messed up.
He was drunk.
I think Francis. She had to leave him after that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a complete no-no.
That was one of the hardest parts of the movie for me to watch.
For her getting beat up?
Well, to just to see that, like, he had reached that point. In a way, he's almost, like, as crazy as his brother.
Like, no.
He had reached the point where he would do that to someone he loved. It was really sad.
It shows that he was capable of doing all those things, but since he did it, he is basically the same as Ron. But they're brothers, right? So they, like, the blood flows. but yeah, they, Reggie and, it was really sad for me to see that. Although it seems very evil and like a villain of what Reggie was doing. Yeah, what he was doing, you know, which was assaulting Francis. I saw that as almost like a breaking point as a man for Reggie, of like how he had to, like, he's done. He's fed up. And Francis was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. And wrong place at the right time. And
what?
Wait, wrong place at the wrong time? I don't even know how to say this. Like, he didn't just go up and be like, I'm going to beat up Francis today. Like, it was just at that moment where he was just, he just couldn't take anything else. And he just...
But he still shouldn't have done what he did.
No. I'm not justifying anything of whatever he did. You should never be a WB. But that was sad for me to see him like that.
That was his breaking point. That was his breaking point. Yeah,
as a person.
But he didn't change after that. That's the thing. That's where I was like, you know? Like, even after, too, like, he goes to see Francis or something. Like, she moves back in with his brother. And he's like, sorry. But it's like, you can see that he's still, like, it's the same thing with, like, the car. Bought it, won't teach her to drive. Like, he hurt her. And he thinks he can just, like, go back and, like, make amends. He's not actually changing.
You cannot make amends in that situation. Reggie, you need to let go. That's what I kept saying. Reggie,
He can't let go because of his brother.
What do you mean? Yes, he can. No, Francis.
Oh, no. Why does he have to let go of the only true love, romance in his life so that he can be a gangster? What's more important?
That wasn't it. It's okay. Francis did the favor of leaving herself, right? And once someone leaves, they ain't coming back. They made up their mind unless they change their mind.
But they're soulmates.
And come. Do you really think that they're soulmates?
Yes.
If they were soulmates,
this is the classic Romeo and Juliet. She killed herself.
Wait, hold on. Romeo and Juliet were madly in love.
But yes, so were they.
Hold on. But Juliet didn't fall. She her love towards Reggie fell in a different direction.
No, Juliet. She knew she had lost Reggie to the lifestyle. Reggie was gone. Reggie was dead, in a sense. Like, the true Reggie that she saw, he was gone. Because Ron had killed the real Reggie because he wanted him to stay a gangster. And Reggie had sort of, like,
fallen
into that. And so, in a way, she thought she had lost Reggie, so...
That is sad.
Yeah. It's Romeo and Juliet, bro. My favorite Shakespeare play.
Nah, is it though?
It's my favorite.
Romeo and Juliet?
Yeah, everyone's like, oh my gosh, that's so cliche, but it's my favorite because, I don't know.
I feel romance like tragedy is romance is not a cliche.
You don't think?
Tragedy romance is not a cliche. Not yet, okay. It isn't. Not yet, it isn't.
I guess, yeah.
Because, you know, usually if it's romance, then... Like, tragedy romance? Like, romance not working out, at, you know, I guess. Because romance doesn't always work out. But tragedy, that's different. But... wait, hold on. Why did Juliet kill herself again? It wasn't between them, though. It was between their parents.
Huh?
Romeo and Juliet, the conflict was between their both their sides of the family.
So then they're trying to, it's the same thing. They fell in love. And so they're trying to get away from all of the, like, family things that were keeping them apart.
Mm-hmm.
So they tried to get away from that, and it ended in tragedy because they couldn't. They couldn't compromise their familial values to be together. It was impossible.
Oh.
I mean, that's one way of looking at it.
It was impossible for their love to continue.
Yeah, to work out. Because of, for reasons that were beyond, like...
their control.
Yeah. Like, they were in love, but star-crossed lovers.
Mm. Huh.
Yeah, which ultimately led to their demise as lovers. Which... you could argue means and their demise as themselves, because them as lovers was part of who they are as a person.
Do you
so if they can't be in love, they can't be alive.
Do you think that was it for? Do you think that was the intentions of Francis leaving the earth? Because she could be with Reggie.
Or? In a way, like, it wasn't all she had. But, like, she didn't really have any direction in life.
Do you think that she was trying to get away from Reggie? Because he was just so toxic?
Yeah. She was trying to get away from the world because it was all, like, I don't know. It's really sad what happened to Francis. Because I think she truly was in love.
She was. No, there's no doubt that she wasn't.
Yeah.
I mean, she was, yeah. But... what's your definition of soulmate?
It's like someone who, like, you meet and you just know.
You just know. Even if it doesn't work out.
Even if it doesn't work out. Well, it's just like anyone that you have that, like, special connection with.
Do you think, you know? Do you believe in multiple soulmates or just one?
I don't know.
I watched this movie. I forgot what movie it was and I forgot the direct saying of it. But yeah, there's this character that believed... that we all... Cha-Cha Real Smooth. That's the movie. Do you know that movie?
I've never heard of that. I don't know? I don't really know any movies. I don't know any movies.
Really?
Nah.
Anyways, Cha-Cha Real Smooth. Fantastic movie. but yeah, the character in the movie said that we all have soulmates. And, you know, sometimes we have multiple.
Well, I think you can, like, have a special connection with multiple people, but whether you choose to, like, grow that special connection and whether you foster that connection in the right way determines whether or not that person can become a soulmate or not. Because I feel like it's possible to have that, like, initial, like, special connection with multiple people.
That spark.
But then if you don't, like, if you don't, like, really follow up on that spark, or if you don't have the means to, like, foster that spark so that it can grow into a flame.
A flame? A bonfire.
I don't really think it's a soulmate. It's just an encounter at that point. A nice one.
Okay, so then it has to become like a flame for it to be your soulmate.
You can't just have the spark that's not going to... you're not going to survive just on a spark.
What was the flame between Reggie and Francis? Did they have a flame? Or were they about to create the flame? Or were they more of like a house fire?
Maybe like a house fire.
Like a little house fire, you know, you have in your house to keep you warm.
Yeah.
And then, you know, once the fire releases, then your house, like, the entire house goes on fire. And then possibly your neighborhood. So then were they soulmates if it was only a house little
they
fire?
They were. But that's the point about, oh my gosh, that's the point about, like, the tragedy of, like,
is that
the
it
lovers.
Could have been a flame.
No, it was a flame. It was just too hot. I mean,
what does that mean?
No, I mean, like,
too hot of a flame.
It was, their love was too intense. They wanted to get away from the world. They loved each other that much that it just ended in, like, a tragedy.
Yeah. This was a really interesting movie to talk about. I had no idea that we were going to be talking about the romance aspect of
it. Well, what were you going to talk about?
That was the problem. I had no idea what we were going to be talking about.
Well, Legend is a romance movie.
Is it in the romance category?
It's in crime.
I thought it's crime thriller.
But, like, yeah, it's crime thriller, but, like, at the root, and I think this is why I liked it so much, it is a romance.
For sure. It was a really nice movie. I thought I was going to be talking about more of the crime, or not, like, Reggie and Ron, but it was really nice to talk about Francis, because...
And it's narrated by Francis.
Yeah. That was an interesting part, too.
And I like how they did the movie from Francis's perspective, kind of.
Yeah. Because I feel like you could see both Ron and Reggie's perspective, except for Frances, because she was not in the picture most of the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is basically it for today.
What's next week?
Ooh, that is a great question. You decided yet? Well, I don't know. What do you want to watch? Or what do you want
to
discuss?
Okay, I haven't seen a lot of movies. I'm trying to think. Oh my gosh, you should watch Pride and Prejudice.
Pride and Prejudice.
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 You should watch. Oh my gosh, you should, because Mr. Darcy. Can we talk about Pride and Prejudice next week? We don't have to, but I'm just throwing that out there.
All right.
Because it's a, like, dark romance also, kind of.
Okay, then, yeah. Next week, we will be talking about Pride and Prejudice.
Oh my god.
Thank you so much, Bailey, for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Before we go, Shindig happening next Friday, December 2nd. The final round will be playing. Everyone should come. Please come. It's a Friday night.
Friday night.
It's going to be really, really fun. So
it'll be popping. And it'll be featuring your two ceremonial masters.
Yes.
Us.
Awesome. So, yeah. Please come to Shindig. Everyone, have a lovely day.
Cheerio.
Back for another Richmond broadcast. This is episode 400.